And joining us now is the Social Development Minister, Carmel Sepuloni. Kia ora, Minister.
Kia ora, Lisa.
I suppose one of the pressing questions that people will have is, why is it that there are so many people on unemployment benefits when businesses are screaming out for workers?
Well, the people that are on unemployment benefit are going for the jobs too, Lisa. You know, we have Work Expo after Work Expo and a range of other things going on. They're showing up, but they don't always get the jobs. Maybe they don't have the skills, maybe they don't have their driver's licence. Maybe they're not the right fit for the business who is hiring. So there's a range of things happening here.
Why do you think there's been such a significant increase in the number of under 25s on the job seeker benefit in the past 5 years? 50% roundabout.
Well, we have gone through quite a significant economic event, and the people that suffer during these times more than anyone else are young people.
You mean COVID? So you're referring to COVID, Minister?
I am referring to COVID. We never reached the peaks of people on benefit that had been expected by Treasury. But despite our wage subsidy and the fact that we were able to support a range of businesses and save a number of thousands of jobs, there were still some people that lost jobs, and it's still difficult for some.
But looking at the table that shows the number of people on job seekers for more than 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, etc., for the 18 to 24-year-old age group, the significant increase has been for people who have been on there, you know, four and five years. So it predates COVID.
Well, I mean, some of it too, when we go right back, when we got into government after a year and a half, the first thing we did was invest into frontline work-focused case management, because what we saw was that there had been a steady decline prior to us getting in, and there wasn't that workforce frontline capability that we needed to have in place. So we invested in that from 2019 and have done year on year. What we have seen is record numbers of people exiting off benefit into employment, including 35,000 young people in the year to June, which compared to 22,000 people in the year to June 2017 under the previous government.
So yeah, but if we look at this 18 to 24-year-old group, which is a group that I'm focusing on here and that this welfare policy from National would be looking at, there is a significant increase in the numbers in that age group who are on the benefit for more than a year. You've talked about case managers, and National is talking about job coaches. So can you just give us an idea, case managers, how much time would they dedicate per week to an under 25-year-old who's long-term out of work? How much time would that young person get from the case manager?
Well, it would be varied, but it's not just about the frontline case managers. It's about having the initiatives in place, like access to driver's licences, doing things like having programs like Manawa Mahi, apprenticeship programs, flexi wage, where they are supported into employment and they are given the pastoral care in places when they may need that alongside the upskilling and training. And our numbers in those programs are significant. You know, we're seeing 49,000 people going into apprenticeships.
But these numbers, and I'm not disputing that, Minister, I'm not disputing that, but the point is that numbers reflect something else. They reflect significant increases in long-term benefit dependence in under 24-year-olds. What's wrong with introducing coaches from community groups, independent organisations? Because some would argue that there is a distrust towards MSD, considered punitive by some beneficiaries. What's wrong with having a coach or funding coaches?
We do need to just look at what is in place. That actually is in place in the youth services that were set up under National previously. And so there are coaches in that particular service. It's one tool of many. Mixed results from that particular program for young people. And so we need to make sure that we've got the range of tools in place that actually have evidence behind them with regards to working. Also, Lisa, one thing I will point out is that there is a number of people that are on benefit who are actually working part-time and maybe they can't work more
than part-time. What percentage of that 170,000 who are on job seekers, thereabouts, 70,000 have some kind of medical or health condition? What percentage are working, what number are working part-time from the 100,000 left?
That, and I just asked for the updated number a few hours ago, and unfortunately I don't have that on me.
Okay.
But on top of that, there is things like the training incentive allowance, where over the last two quarters we've seen about 3,000 people take that up, just under.
All right, Minister.
That means that they'll remain on benefit, but they will be studying, and that's a good thing.
But you can't say how many there are who are doing that. So if we can just move on, there is a social contract, right? You get a benefit, a job seeker benefit. You must take reasonable steps to find employment. What are reasonable steps in your mind, Minister? How hard do you need to try to get a job?
Absolutely showing up to the appointments, obviously actively looking, showing up for the opportunities that NSD has in place, things like the work expo and a range of other things. But as I said, you know, we've
applying for jobs, what would be your expectations?
That's part of it, Lisa. As I said, a number of them are showing up for things. They're not always getting chosen for the jobs. And so, you know, we need to put our weight behind making sure that they've got the skills that they need, that they are well enough to work as well, and that they've got the support needed. We're seeing really good results and we're on the right track, and everything that we're doing has evidence behind it. And I'm confident that we'll continue to see the results.
Appreciate your time this evening. That's Social Development Minister Carmel Sepuloni.